If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This summer, saddle up with the only sportsbook where you can bet on horse racing, FanDuel. Right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $500. Just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/horses to score your no-sweat bet up to $500. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Offer valid on first real money wager of $5 or more. Verified FD racing account required. Bonus issued in non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 7 days after issuance. Max refund $500. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time for a very special edition of The Spillover. No AD, no Raph, but instead Derek Bombeck, the director of sport for Visit Lincoln, with us today, as well as Alex Guthrie, who is the top-notch management director of events for the Lincoln Challenger event coming up here in August. And great to have you guys with us today. Derek, always good to see you.
Glad to be back.
Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Monday,
thank you
for that. Oh, wait a second. The birthday happened already.
It was this Monday.
I thought you were previewing
no,
his birthday.
It already happened.
Happy birthday.
42 years old.
I thought we were friends.
It's out there. 42.
Happy birthday. Still do handstands. It's fine.
We saw that in the hallway last year, I believe. At the
today
old
is Wednesday, so it's practically still your birthday.
Practically the next one, yeah.
Not the next one. You're still celebrating your Monday. Okay. Birthday.
Well, the reason Derek is here because Derek broke some news for us last month in the studio on these airwaves about a big event coming to Lincoln, and Alex Guthrie is here to tell us about that because it's the Lincoln Challenger event, the first ever professional tennis event in Lincoln, which is a big deal. Alex, how'd this come to be?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having us. And my first time to Nebraska as well. So happy to be here. And yeah, it's an awesome city so far from what I've seen. But yeah, basically the ATP Challenger Tour, which is what the Lincoln Challenger is, it's kind of men in the world that are ranked 75 to 300, generally speaking.
Okay.
And in terms of getting it here, the ATP had an open week in the calendar. They were very motivated to find a home in the United States, and Lincoln came calling, and the city's opened us with open arms, and Derek was a big part of it. So, yeah.
Alex Guthrie, you join us, and where are you from?
So I actually live in Cleveland, Ohio. Born and raised, yeah.
Okay. Are you a Buckeye fan?
I may enjoy the Buckeyes.
You can say it. You can say it. They're very good. That's fine.
See, it's a good time to like him. Yeah.
You're going to enjoy the running game, probably.
Chip Kelly.
But we're not here to talk about football.
No,
You're not talking about the Buckeyes. You're here to talk about tennis.
Of course.
So I'm curious because it takes a long time to put up a professional event. Like, what's the setup time for this, and how are things going right now as we get closer and closer to the date?
No, so a little behind the curtain. Something like this usually takes 6 months to pull off, and we're going to have an 8-week window in total. So we've kind of been in double gear, but yeah, everything's coming together great. The community support's been awesome. So yeah, as far as how it's actually going for the timeline we have, it's going pretty well.
And where, what are the venues? That's what I'm most interested in.
Yep. So it's at the Dillon Tennis Center at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. So, yep, right on campus there. There's a beautiful 12 outdoor court facility, six indoor courts, but it's going to be an outdoor event. So, yep, it's going to be right there.
I still think people are maybe not aware before this that Lincoln had a facility that was capable of having a professional tennis event. Like, I play tennis, I do, but I don't play at that facility. But it's nice to know, hey, this could host something this big.
Yeah, not only that, we're only one of seven. The university is one of seven schools in the nation that actually host an event this size. So that just speaks to the volumes of how great the facility is relative to other college facilities.
I think it's important to notice also, if you think this is a professional event, how much could this cost? Tickets are not that high. I mean, you're talking about $10 per person from August 4th to the 9th, $15 if you get after that, the 10th to 11th. Very affordable to see some incredible tennis.
Yeah, and the best part about it, yeah, as you said, very affordable. Our goal this year is just to get people there and out to see how great the tennis is. But the cool part is a lot of these players are going to be preparing for the U.S. Open. Ooh. So you might see them on the stadium court one night, and then in 2 weeks they're going to be on Arthur Ashe Stadium. So
We're watching Wimbledon way. We're seeing that on the TVs out here.
And there's definitely players that were at Wimbledon that will be here. So. In the main draw as well.
Okay. How many tennis players will be here?
Yep, there'll be about 50 to 60 total, and and the total prize money is $82,000. So
So we got a real tournament coming. Alex Guthrie, by the way, joins us. Top-notch management. You're putting on the Lincoln Challenger tournament. What kind of crowds would you anticipate? I mean, what do you hope to see in terms of?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Spectators?
No, it's a great question. And of course, for a year one event, it's hard to say, but I think our goal kind of is in the 500 to 1,000 a day. But cool. I hope to blow it out even more than that as well. So
that would be cool. 1,000 people would be cool.
Yeah.
So I think people might be curious to get with 50 to 60 players, how many matches can people expect to see in a day? And it's singles and doubles out here?
Singles and doubles. Okay. So basically we start Sunday morning at 10 a.m. with qualifying, and basically matches are going to be going all day. So, and your ticket gets you in for the entire day. So whether you want to hang out there from 10 a.m. to tonight, or you just want to come for Monday through Friday, we're having a night session or a featured match at 6:30 p.m. So even if you want to just swing by after work, there's not going to be a shortage of tennis for any fan out there.
To Derek, I mean, you're the one who informs the last month you told us about this. What does this mean to the city of Lincoln to have a professional tennis event in town?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Obviously, you know, Lincoln isn't hosting professional events regularly. No. So to have this feather in our cap is just, you know, another thing that Lincoln can boast about. And it's incredible from all the things that we do host. It's just nice to have another event that we typically don't get here, like such as an ATP tennis event. So that's why we're here. We're looking to get the word out. We're looking to get people to purchase tickets, to volunteer for the event. So yeah, there's just a lot of ways to be involved with this.
If this goes well, which we assume it will, could this be a yearly thing? Possibly for Lincoln.
That's the goal. Yeah, that's the goal with this event. And hopefully, yeah, it becomes a long-term sustainable event that comes to the city every year.
Is there, and you may or may not know this, are there local players that would be involved?
So the player field isn't, it's actually going to be finalized on Monday, but I think we're going to have some University of Nebraska players in the field. So okay, also cool. For the Cornhusker fans out there, come and support the players that they usually see playing against Big Ten schools. Now they're going to be playing against guys top 100 in the world. So,
okay.
Yeah. Right.
Top 100 in the world. So again, so 50 to 60 people coming to Lincoln, singles and doubles in play here. I have to be over there.
Yes, pro tennis.
I have to go watch
Jake
this.
Place, but he lost to a 75-year-old recently.
If you watch this guy, he's very good. He's a very good player. He'd beat me again right now, probably at 80 years old. He's very, very good. How can people buy tickets for this event or learn more about it in general, Alex?
Yeah, so all the information is online at lincolnchallenger.com. And actually, this morning, we just went live with our ticket sales. So, yeah, everything's up there. So,
all right. So get them while you can.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And yeah, and as Derek mentioned earlier, too, we're certainly looking for volunteers, whether they're ball people, drivers, ushers, et cetera. So, yeah, all the information's on lincolnchallenger.com.
Jake, you can be like Kramer on Seinfeld, where he's the ball man. Yes. Just running back and forth out hustling those kids.
I would absolutely love to do that job. That would be so fun.
You'd be fun.
It'd be great content.
Jake, I was a ball boy at a professional tennis event.
We'll sign you up.
There you go.
Jake is not self-conscious at all. I mean that. I'm not being facetious.
I would love that.
He doesn't care. He'll do it. He'd be fine doing it.
I would love that. It'd be a lot of fun. Again, this is September. August 4th. The qualifying begins, and the finals are Sunday, August 11th, 2 p.m. The singles final.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're in town for good. You're not. You're here. Yeah, no. So, you're living here. You're a voter.
I'm going to be by the end of August. Yes. Yeah.
You'll be a Husker fan. Yeah. Leave the Buckeyes here. Yeah. You'll be a Husker fan there, Alex.
Already becoming one. I mean, I do watch. I followed the volleyball run last year. So,
that was a good run.
Yeah, so I'm already a little ingrained from a fan standpoint.
Well, you got a big job right now. You got a big job, seriously.
It's gonna be a busy month, but hey, I'm looking forward to it, and this is what I love to do. So,
in professional tennis in Lincoln, the Lincoln Challenger, the first ever pro tennis event in Lincoln. Tickets are on sale right now, lincolnchallenger.com, August 4th to the 11th. Buy your tickets, be there, support it, and enjoy the first ever of its kind
in Lincoln, Nebraska. Love this.
It'd be very cool.
Thank you guys so much for helping promote this. And yeah, we're super pumped.
We'll be talking about Alex.
I love it.
Maybe have you in again.
Awesome.
There we go. Yeah.
Love it.
All right. That's it for us. The Drive with AD Raff and Amon Green is next for Steve Zippel and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.